Welcome to Hour 2 of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Let's get to a little music news, shall we?
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
I think I kind of like this pick. I got the front runner for who will play or who might play Bruce Springsteen in a film based on his album Nebraska.
I have an idea.
Okay. Did you see it?
Nope.
Okay.
Intentionally didn't look.
Good. Okay. I like this about you. This is great.
And I think that could be Ryan Gosling.
Not bad.
I'm thinking of his look. I'm thinking of his vocal chops.
Okay. Zamboni, did you see this?
I have seen this story.
Okay.
All right, so I'm wrong.
You are wrong as far as the front runner.
May I guess again?
I will give you 3 guesses.
Thank you so much. My second guess will be Bradley Cooper.
Not bad. Not bad. Go younger. Go younger.
And I got to my third guess. And it is a little Tommy Holland.
It is not. It is someone that we chose for best actor for the My Talkies.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Can you remember who that was?
Best actor for the My Talk Awards. Mm-hmm. But you're saying younger, so not Giamatti.
Correct.
I'd like to see his take on Springsteen. Mama. Initials, please.
I will say, if you saw a picture of what the boss looked like during the Nebraska album, I think you'd have a better chance of guessing this.
Okay, so let me go look at the Nebraska album.
Yep.
Okay, all right, good. Love it.
Bruce.
Okay, speaking of New Jersey, you guys, looks like we didn't win the Mega Millions, did we?
I thought maybe you did. Did you grab one before you left?
I got 3 texts from people saying, okay, so there was one winner in New Jersey. I was with my brother and his wife, and I was like, guys, don't let me forget to get a Mega Millions ticket before we get out of here. So it was sold in New Jersey. I don't know where. I hope it was nowhere that I was, because that will just make me sick to my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
That it could have been me. I could have been a contender, but here I am.
So Mega Millions, that Mega Millions or Powerball? That was Mega Millions.
Mega Millions. Powerball's tonight.
That's Powerball. And so somebody won. An individual winner?
Correct.
Wow. Anyway. You know, someone was right before that person in line. Someone's right after. That's just the fact of the matter.
Stop saying things.
I don't know. I don't have a good guess.
I was saying, do you see the picture of the curly-haired Bruce Springsteen? Do you see that picture from Nebraska album?
No.
You don't? Okay,
butt.
Okay, well.
All right. You suck at this.
Yeah.
wait. It's going to be Jesse Eisenberg.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Don't hate that guess.
Just to stretch it out, since this horse has long been dead. Now I would like the initials.
Starts first letter, first name is a J.
Give me both, Donna. Bing, bing.
I think you should get it with just the J.
J. Oh, it's like Jake von Deerschling or whatever.
Right,
the guy from Saltburn.
J-A.
Well,
guy from Saltburn.
Isn't he J-A? Jake Allen.
Okay, you got the last name right.
Actually, you got the middle name right.
The middle name, I'm sorry. Oh,
Jeremy Allen Bear.
Yeah,
the bear guy.
Jeremy Allen Bear.
Yes.
Yes, Jeremy Allen White. I forgot.
Great. Yes, that is perfect casting.
Oh my God, he'd be so good. I can't wait. They're going to start filming in New Jersey this year, I think. Okay. There you go. It's based on a biography called Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. Okay.
You know how to put a bow on a story any other. That's my lady.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm excited about that. There's another, there's a documentary coming to Disney Plus on the Beach Boys.
All in on this.
Yeah.
Love the Beach Boys.
I would like to hear about that. Do you remember the story about them with their encounter with Charles Manson?
No, I don't, Donna.
Well, I bet it'll be part of the documentary. I won't spoil it.
I'm sure it will be.
Let's see. When's this coming? Dooby-doo.
Next time you get a nice summer day, friend, listener, just try telling Siri to play Biatch Boys music and watch what happens to your day. Like, you just feel it transports you to a what feels like, and I know it actually wasn't, but what feels like a simpler time. You know?
I love this song.
It's because I associate it with my childhood.
May 24th.
I'm happy that my mom played oldies all the time in the car, because now I associate oldies with my childhood, thinking about what would her childhood have been like, or my grandma's childhood, all that, you know?
Aw, that's sweet, Steve. It's bittersweet.
Whatever, Donna.
Yeah, this is great. This is like in the 70s.
And if you put it on Beach Boys radio, like, every song that comes on, you're like, oh, yep, I know this. Oh, this is a hit. This is a hit. They have quite the songbook.
Okay. This is a good tip, because I'm always looking for something on Spotify to listen to, and I try to mix it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, it's cool. All the songs are like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
I know. It's like the Beatles.
Yes.
All
you get
the
in
oldies.
And out.
I know. Right? They're not telling a long story like you would.
Donna.
They're just like, I'm just going to give you the headline and then call it quits.
That felt like it turned. Like, I felt we were vibing for a minute.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
That was Mean Donna coming out.
Yeah, why is she here?
I don't know.
I didn't think she worked on Wednesdays.
Hmm. Guys, I like this story. The lead singer for Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson, thinks that front row seats at a show should be most reasonably priced, not the most expensive. And here's his thinking on that. It's the real fans who should be there and the ones who are going to keep the music alive. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Hey, so this is pretty simple. People who are kids, people who can't afford the crazy money, but they're the people that need to be down in the front row, they're going to be the people who keep the music alive. He thinks ticket prices are way too high overall. He says, I've got no interest in paying $1,200 to see U2 in the Sphere. None. $100, maybe. But for me, what's important is to try to keep the right type of tickets at the right price. And there's a delicate balance with pricing in general, and it's gone through the roof. So he tries to keep the prices for both solo and Iron Maiden shows within a normal range. Great points.
Yeah.
It's the kids who want to go see these shows, you know.
Plus, that's the energy that you want.
Right.
Up front anyway. You don't want, you know, the Richie Riches, sometimes they just don't have a good time. I want to just ask, Mike, I'm going to put something in the old Gridular here. And just put it in right there. Is this the same Bruce Dickinson?
It is not.
Well, let's play it anyway.
All right, is it a country?
Christopher Walken as Bruce Dickinson during the cowbell sketch. Let's just hear the beginning. Dang it.
Don't worry, this ad is almost over.
Oh, man.
For a series of staggering defeats, Blue Oyster Cult assembled in the recording studio in late 1976 for a session with famed producer Bruce Dickinson. And luckily for us, the cameras were rolling.
All right, guys, I think we're ready to lay this first track down. By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson. And I gotta tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Coming from you, Bruce, that means a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you're Bruce Dickinson.
This is incredible. I can't believe Bruce Dickinson digs our sound.
Easy, guys. I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except once my pants are on, I make gold records. All right, here we go. All right. Take one.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I remember doing this deep dive once, but I think Bruce Dickinson. Yeah, it's a different
bummed
dude.
Out. So I mean, they're hilarious. Like, you're the Bruce Dickinson. You know, it sounds like there can only be one.
Anyway. All right, we gotta go.
All right, when we come back, we will we're gonna shift gears a little bit and just kind of give you the updates on what we know, and you likely know a lot of what we know, but regarding that terrible bridge collapse that happened yesterday in the Baltimore area. So we'll give you a rundown of what authorities have said to this point, what we know. That when we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Oh, man. You've seen the footage of the bridge collapse in Baltimore by now, right?
Crazy.
Cargo ship lost power, slammed into the bridge at 1:30 a.m. Eastern time yesterday. This is the part that I didn't realize. 8 construction workers were on the bridge. 6 of them are presumed dead. There's no indication of terrorism or anything like that. It was a 984-foot-long cargo ship. Lost power, then lost controls, and then rammed into a support pillar. And a huge, huge span of the bridge collapsed into the river 6 seconds later. It's called the, they call it the Key Bridge, short for Francis Scott Key. It was up to code. Everything was fine. But about 2/3 of a mile of it is now missing. Now, I know we have some of the audio because they were trying to get ahead of it. There was a May Day that was put out by the people on the container ship, and they tried to stop all traffic from getting onto the bridge because they knew that things could get really dangerous. And I don't know. I'm trying to see which pieces of audio would be best to play here.
Why don't we play the first one, sort of the dramatic communication that happens right at the top. We'll set the table with this.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Army routes to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
Oh, my
gosh. Just crazy. Really crazy. Now, look, the fact that they were able to think as quickly as they did to get traffic stopped, because this is a tragedy. Anytime, I mean, you just watch the video. It's a tragedy. 2 people lost their lives. 2 people were saved. 6 people are presumed dead after they were unable to find them. So this is like a tragedy by any measure. So you want to recognize that and also take a beat and realize that this could have been a lot worse had they not been able to stop traffic, because then if you get 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 20 more cars on the bridge at that time, and it's a really, really dire situation.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I'm trying to see.
Want to hear from the governor?
That's a good way to go, Steve.
Yeah, the governor was talking about we all view this from a national lens, but for them, it's home. For them, it's, and this is close to home, right? When you think of the bridge collapse that happened here in the Twin Cities. What is that, coming up on 15 years ago now?
Oh, my gosh, I can't even believe that.
But anyway, so something like this hits close to home. But here is Maryland's governor addressing folks yesterday.
Our state is in shock. To our first responders, I'm in awe of you. You saw a crisis, and you said, what can I do to help? And our response teams are doing everything in our power to rescue and recover the victims of this collapse, literally as we speak. All of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss, but Maryland, we will get through this, because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong.
Oh, man.
Now we'll move down to the very bottom here. One last bit from the Maryland governor, who he's addressing here again sort of the specific piece that bridge played in the lives of so many people who lived in and around that community.
So many of us know the Key Bridge because it is our normal commute. This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day. And so to hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking and heartbreaking. But for every single one of us who are Marylanders, the words that the Key Bridge is gone, it still shakes us. Because for 47 years, that's all we've known. It's heartbreaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Really, really sad.
And it's going to take a long time to rebuild that. Now, just imagine the traffic jams because it was like a main, it was the main, I don't want to call it a road, but yeah, the main way to get into the city. And now all that traffic is going to be, diverted. You've got to find other ways to get to work. You've got to figure that out. I believe, I think President Biden said that this is going to be something that the government, U.S. government pays for.
Helps out with funding.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? There was, because they said this is going to take a long time, right? Building a bridge takes a long time. What was it? There was something recent within the last 6 months, maybe a year, where there was something. This sounds so stupid, but something really bad that happened with like infrastructure somewhere, and then it was rebuilt at warp speed. Does that ring a bell at all? I feel like it was something back east, and it was people were amazed at how quickly the thing that had been destroyed or severely impacted, whatever, was quickly built again. This could be from my dream life, guys, for all I know.
I am trying to remember.
I feel
like
it was something
bridge?
In Pennsylvania or something like that, where it was like, look how fast we were able to get this fixed.
This is not golly. Ringing
Somebody's
going to
email me soon.
Oh, for sure.
Man, darn it. But anyway, I don't know if that's the kind of thing where it seems like, man, this is going to take forever. Bridges to me seem like the most difficult thing to build.
Yeah, same.
But who knows? Maybe the engineers go into overdrive here and they can get it back up sooner than later. But that's second in line, first in line, mourning the lives of those who are lost. So our hearts are thinking of Baltimore today. We'll play a game. When we come back, 651-641-1071, College of Pop Culture Knowledge. That game coming up next.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey! We're back. Glad you are too. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. All right, let's play a game. I gotta win today.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna's
a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I
want to
see how smart you are.
We'll find out how smart the two of you are, but before we do that, Steve, I just wanted to, we had a few callers call in.
Okay.
And they believe you're talking about the 405 bridge where that fire took place in Philly. The 405 road is where the fire was. And
that's it. My mom sent me something from Pittsburgh, also in Pennsylvania, of like, was it the Fern Hollow Bridge? But I didn't think it was that. Okay, that thing. And they sort of came together and beat all expectations as to how long they thought it would take to rebuild something like that. And it was, you know, a major thoroughfare there, I believe. Yeah. And so, you know, some similarities there.
And a huge thank you to all of the callers. We had a lot of people called in and gave us that information. And Yay. One of those callers decided to stay on the line and play with us today.
Oh, great.
Carolyn's on the line with us today.
Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the Don and Steve Experience.
Hello.
Hello, Hi. Carolyn. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you, first of all, for helping to sort of tie that loop that I couldn't get figured out before the break. We appreciate that. But now let's get to know Carolyn. Welcome. What's where are you calling from and what are you doing today?
I'm calling from my car, but I'm in my garage because I literally had just pulled in when you guys were talking about that. So I quickly tried to find a phone number to call you because I'd like to know the answer is correct. Anyway, so I just came from Walmart, you know, a cool housewife morning.
Yes. Love that. Are you a Walmart Plus member? I hear that you guys are going to get access so you're going to get special access to the self-checkout line. I hear it might just be for Walmart Plus members at some point moving
heard
forward.
That.
Yes, okay. Started in Ohio.
I did it for the free delivery. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Tell you what, we experienced their free delivery in Florida, Carolyn, and it was really, really impressive. So, anyway, Donna's here too.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you for calling in, Carolyn. Did we get topic?
We have not. It is National Joe Day today.
Oh,
an opportunity to celebrate all the Joes in your life, or maybe just have a cup of coffee, whatever you prefer.
Okay.
So National Joe's Day today. Everything we talk about today's College of Pop Culture Knowledge is going to have something to do with Joe's.
Well, Carolyn, with that information, you've got to decide. Do you want to team up with Donna or Steve?
I'm going to go with Donna.
Yay!
She's got to win today, so fingers crossed we can do this, girl.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn. Don't worry about it, Steve.
Mike, the score update, please.
Score update, Donna, 31 wins. Steve, 29.
Oh, okay, we're close. Close the gap.
No!
Steve, you're going on hold. We are going to play again College of Pop Culture Knowledge, all about Joes here today on this National Joe Day. Donna, you ready to give it a whirl?
I guess so.
All right. Let's start it off with this one here. Four Joes in history have won a Best Acting Oscar. Name any of them.
Oh, shoot. I'll come back to that.
Most known for an exotic dancing role, this Joe now hosts Deal or No Deal Island.
Joe Millionaire.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes sung this song from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. It hit number one, earned a Grammy and an Oscar.
I love the song. Can't think of it. Let me go back to the Joe who may have won.
Four Joes have won Best Acting Oscars. Name any of them.
Joe. Oh, my God. I'm failing miserably. Joe Pesci.
Yeah, most known for an... Okay, got that one out there at the buzzer. We'll bring... and is it Caroline or Carolyn? I apologize.
Carolyn.
Thank you. Yes, okay. Hi. Let me ask you, we had the first one. She went with Joe Pesci. How'd you feel with that one?
Well, I couldn't think of a single Joe.
Okay.
In all time, so I'll go with Pesci.
You go with that. All right, how about the second one? Most known for an exotic dancing role, this Joe now hosts Deal or No Deal Island.
Who's the Joe? He's got a really Spanishy last name. Joe.
I know it. I think
Joe Montclair, Montague.
It's funny you say that. I wrote it down, but I didn't
but
say
you didn't
it.
Didn't say it when it came up.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Joe Montego. I don't know. Okay. Something.
Let's go to the last one here. No, it's all good. Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes sung this song from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. It hit number one, earned a Grammy and an Oscar. Any idea on that song?
I mean, I totally can think of it, but I can think of it, but I can't think of the words. So, no, sorry. I'm failing miserably.
I know this doesn't count, but can I say my answers?
Say your two answers. Just make sure.
Joe Manganiello and Love Lift Us Up, Where We Belong.
All right. Now we'll bring him in.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, hello, everybody.
I'm just suffering.
A dang timer.
Suffering succotash.
Dang timer gets you every time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's National Joe Day today. Steve, you ready to give it a roll?
I'm ready. It took a long time, guys.
Sure did,
Donna.
Steve.
Let's see how you do here. We'll start with this one here on National Joe Day. Four Joes in history have won a Best Acting Oscar. Name any one of them.
Joe Pesci.
Most known for an exotic dancing role, this Joe now hosts Deal or No Deal Island.
Yeah, that's Joe DiRuglio or something like that. I'll come back to it.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren sung this song from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. It hit number one, earned a Grammy and an Oscar.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Stand by me. That's wrong. Oh, gosh.
Most known for an exotic dancing role.
Joe Manganiello. Go to the third one.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren sung this song that hit number one, earned a Grammy and an Oscar from An Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so mad.
Run through these answers here.
So mad.
We'll start with the last one. Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes, they sung this song from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. It hit number one. It won a Grammy. It won an Oscar. Donna, after the timer ran out, says it was...
Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong.
That, of course, from An Officer and a Gentleman. It had a lot of success. Like I said, won an Oscar, won a Grammy, and did not win either of the two of you any points.
And Carolyn was no help there.
Carolyn could not get that one, no.
Okay.
We move on to the first one. Four Joes in history have won a Best Acting Oscar. Name any of them. You could have given me a few options. From way, way back in 1950, there was Josephine Hull. Which I would have accepted. Oh. Some called her Joe. Hmm. That was from the movie Harvey.
Interesting.
Then another female, Joe Van Fleet, won for East of Eden back in 1955. Then there was, of course, who could forget that performance in the life of Emile Zola in 1937 from Joseph Schincrot.
I love Schincrot. I went to the doctor last week for Schincrot.
If any of the three or any of you were able to come up with any of those three, I would have been very surprised. The one I thought you might be able to get to was indeed Joe Pesci for Goodfellas.
I can't.
What, do I amuse you?
You got
what, Donna, did you get that?
Yeah, I got that.
Good.
One.
Why are you so mad?
She's mad because we go to the final one here.
Let me tell you why I'm mad. Because I wrote down this person's name before the game even started, and I didn't say it.
How could something like that have happened?
I didn't make the connection to the name of the show. And I there's a picture of him in our prep room.
It's literally in there.
And I looked at him, and I go, oh, he is the one who hosts the show. I was looking at him going, is that Sofia Vergara's ex?
Yep.
Uh-huh, here we go.
Known for an exotic dancing role. Of course, he was in all of the Magic Mikes. He also now is the host of Deal or No Deal Island. Yes, Donna got it after the
Whatever.
Buzzer. Steve got it before the buzzer. Joe Manganiello is the
Woo!
Correct answer there. Carolyn, you were so close.
I tried. Sorry.
I did too, Carolyn. I'm sorry.
Bummer.
What do
all
you
right.
do?
Thanks what for, do you do?
Thank you for calling in and for trying.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for letting me play.
Yeah.
We love you, Carolyn. Thanks for listening. Call again.
Okay.
Yeah, call again.
All right. Take care. Have a good day. Bye.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling pretty good that it's 31-30. I was in a hole. I was down 7.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm down 1. Mm-hmm. And I feel jazzed about that.
Yeah.
You could leave this week ahead.
Mike, come on. Don't say that. Oh, my. What do I do? Oh, I have stuff. All right. Let me tell you this. I have a game recommendation. Donna, could you do me the favor, please? This is a tip that I would like to give our listeners, and I want them to feel like they've gotten the full kit and caboodle here.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Maybe you follow the Holderness family on social media.
Of course.
They became very famous a little over a decade ago with their song Christmas Jammies. They've since gone on to win The Amazing Race, become a very popular, highly subscribed to social media account family. They just put out really fun content. They're great. They came out with a game that I saw a little bit before Christmas. Forgot to take it home to Christmas. One of the kids said last night, I said, all right, guys, you want to turn on American Idol? And oldest daughter said, I was kind of hoping we could do like a family game night. I said, all right, you know what? I have a game that we haven't played. Let me look, see if it would jibe well with our group. Guys, this is a great game. It's called Family Face-Off.
Okay.
Family Face-Off. Again, it's created by the Holderness family. Really a pretty simple game to play, and it works best. Anybody could do it. All adults could do it if you wanted to, if you felt silly enough. But works best if you have mixed company, adults and kids, grandma and grandpa and the grandkids, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, the whole thing. what you do are there are four category cards.
Okay.
And one is called Act It Out. The other is called Guess It. The other is called Find It. And then there is a face-off. If it's Act It, you guessed it. It's charades, right? Most in a minute. You for your group.
Okay.
If it is Find It, that's pretty fun because now you're getting up and getting active, which is good for those kids who have trouble sitting at a table during a long game of, like, the godforsaken game that is Monopoly. Instead, if you land on Find It, now one of the team members from your team is going to be reading from a card. Find something that you can cook with. And now they have to run to the space, touch it, and say it.
Okay.
And then they go to the next one. Find something that begins with the letter O. And now suddenly you're panicking. Like, is there an orange anywhere? And you're looking around. So now you're getting up and getting moving.
Cute.
And then for Guess It, that is a musical one where it is fill in. They instead of fill in the blank, they say fill in the blob. So you'll turn over a card and it will just have the word blob where the missing word is. So it might be something like blob it, blob it, blob it, blob it. Fill in the blob.
Say that again.
Blob it, blob it.
Not that part.
Blob it. That's the part, though. Blob it. Don't I'm about to beat it, beat it.
Beat it.
Yeah. Don't, there you go. Beat it. He filled in the blob. It was beat it. So it helps. You know, first you're reading the card, but then you're like, no, I need to sing this. That's the only way they're going to get this. And then face off is either a mental or a physical challenge. So the physical challenge, for instance, one of them last night was see you choose a competitor from another team. I challenge you to a face off, physical face off. And then is who can... have a shoe tied, untie it, take it off, then put it back on and tie it again in the shortest amount of time. Basic, simple. Another physical challenge was just rock, paper, scissors. Really easy. There's variety, so each one is different from the next. You get up, you get moving again with kids. If they need to sort of get the willies out too, it's great. We got through it without any major meltdowns, which for any family game night for us is a win. We had a brief little hiccup early on. We addressed it. We powered through, and we all ended well. It was a great game. It got like an 8.5 out of 10 for a family game night. For a super simple, you can play it for 5 minutes, or you can play it for an hour.
Okay. Awesome.
Family face-off is the name of the game.
Thank you.
Donna was probably playing with a Ouija board last night.
How
we're different.
Dare you? No, I don't touch that. That's like a portal to hell. Don't play with the Ouija board.
That's what I used to call Inver Grove Heights.
Oh my! No,
I'm kidding.
Maple Grove.
Hey, Donna. Oh, that's the Bermuda Triangle
of Minnesota.
Yeah, Donna does not know how to get back onto the highway after she's shopped at Maple Grove.
I mean, whoever designed that area either had to be drunk or just not thinking ahead. It's everything's just plopped down in various spots. There's no order to it. Or as I would say, order.
Speaking of order, we need to keep order. We need to go to a quick break. When we come back, there's a pretty solid lottery would you rather.
Mm-hmm.
I've tweaked it a little bit for us.
All right.
But I'll ask the question to Donna and Mike and myself and to your listeners. Stay there. It's a lot of fun that when we come back, Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hello, it's me, Donna Valentine for Blaze Credit Union. Blaze is a full-service financial institution who can help you with any type of financial product, any type of financial service at any stage of your life. They truly care about their members and also their community. They really do care about the community and they give back in so many ways. Now, here's the thing. What I love about Blaze is... how they continue to give back to the community with this brand, keeping what we've always known before Blaze became Blaze. It was Spire. It was Highway Credit Union. And now they're still doing the same things they always did before. Steve and I both financed vehicles through Blaze. And I really think it's great that they have such competitive rates, but also that they offer other services and products that go along with such a loan, like extended warranty plans and other plans that protect your purchase. Here's what you should do. Go to blazecu.com. And remember, they're insured by NCUA, an equal housing opportunity lender.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. We got the big Zamboni with us as well.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk, honk. Honkity honk.
All right, so none of us won Mega Millions last night. The reason you know that is you're listening to us. Because otherwise, where would we be, guys? Say it on three. One, two, three.
Not Atlantic City.
Where did you go, Mike?
Vegas.
Oh, my God, he's going back to Vegas.
Donna, where'd you go?
Not here.
I went to Atlantic City. Now I feel like a... Do they even have casinos open anymore in Atlantic City?
Why are you both going to casinos?
So we can double it.
Exactly.
Let's pump it up. Okay. What's better than a billion? 2 billion.
Huh. All right. So I already know the answer to this question for you guys.
Well, what if I tweak it a little bit, though?
Sure.
I don't know if it's going to help or hurt, but... Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 50% chance at $100 billion? So it's essentially guaranteed. Do you want me to hand you $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll flip this coin.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's heads, you essentially get all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. If it's tails...
Mm-hmm.
You just have whatever you have.
Well, you know my answer.
What is your answer, Donna?
Well, I'm playing it safe and I'm taking the mill.
Donna.
Here is $1 million. Or you have a chance at $1 billion. What do you need more than $1 million for? Like, calm down.
Can I try to sway you?
No.
Yes, I want to be swayed even more.
So, taking the million, some people would say would be greedy if you didn't. You want too much.
Right.
Yeah.
It's selfish if you wouldn't go for the $100 billion. And here's why. $1 million, you're going to be set. You will have a very comfortable remainder of your life. Everything's going to be great.
Right.
$100 billion at a 50-50 chance. Not only are you going to be set for life, everybody who's ever been around you is going to be set for life. Every charity you've ever cared about is going to be okay and set for life. You would be able to do so much more good for everyone, for the world, with $100 billion. Whereas with $1 million, you're only thinking of yourself.
Color me selfish.
Donna.
You're making an assumption over there that that's what somebody who would take that one would do with the money.
No,
that's
but let's
not
say
necessarily
you.
True.
Let's say you, Donna.
I could still help my family with $1 million.
Don't talk about your family. I don't want to talk about your family for 1 second, because I actually think the greater heartstring to pull on you is actually not flesh and blood. It's animals.
Sure.
So I want you to look at the seals at Como Zoo, which presumably will be dead because of you. Because you did not choose to do the $100 billion. They could have had tuna for life. For life! And you said no. You could have... The amount of good that you could do with $100 billion is incredible.
Listen, this is my last chapter. I get it if you're in your 30s, but when you're in your late 50s,
my
family's going to get most of the money anyway in the animals. It's fine. $1 million. It depends where you are, you know, financially, too.
You know, I'm going to say something controversial.
You already have. And I know you guys would both flip the coin.
No doubt. You have to.
Never.
It'd be a bummer.
It'd be a difference if it was $1 million or like $4 million or something. Like, that's such a small difference. $100 billion is not life changing.
Wait, did you say $100 billion?
It's
$100 billion. The hypothetical should have been $1 million or $1 billion.
$1 billion.
No, no, $100 billion.
$100 billion.
Every animal that ever existed.
Donna, you are the richest person on the planet.
How did this turn into $100 billion?
How it started.
No, it start with $1 billion or $1 million?
No, read the headline.
Oh, no.
Read the bold. Listen, I'll be honest. So did I until I read it as we were back on the air. I read it as $1 billion this morning, but my position remains the same. Here's the controversial thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
I think $1 million in 2024 is a whole lot less life-changing than it used to be. It's still a massive sum of money. I grant you that. But, you know, we get a little seduced by the illion. You know, it's kind of like if 25 years ago you said, oh, I live in a $1 million home, we'd be like, well, what's your butler's name?
Right.
But now you just live in a 4,000 square foot home in Maple Grove and you just had the kitchen redone. It's like, oh, okay, that's $1 million. So I just don't know if the million, we're a little swayed by the illion part. Whereas
well,
I don't think it's a
lot of money. I'm not saying that $1 million is a lot of money anymore.
Well, I still think it's a lot. I just don't think it's quite as
much. It doesn't get you as much anymore.
And it's so different than $1 billion and so different than $100 billion.
All right. I missed the 100 part. I thought that was you guys were just
trying to amp it up.
No, I thought you were just misspeaking. Like, you know, you just make a flub. I thought you were flubbing.
We not be flubbing. We not flub. You flub.
All right.
Now, wait.
I flubbed.
Do you want back in? Are you going to flip the coin now that you know it's $100 billion, Donna?
I don't think so.
Sorry, Seals.
I'm taking the money. I'm taking the money.
Andy, welcome into your evening news. Another day and the beaches are littered with dead seals. I don't understand how it's correlated, Donna, but I'm just saying I think it might be. You could rescue animals, you could feed animals, you could feed starving children, you could do all sorts of random acts of kindness.
You could also invest that $1 million.
There they are.
Talk to the seal, not us, Donna.
I could also just invest that in a high yield, you know, fund and make a lot more money with the guarantee of having gotten that money in the first place. Thank you. Good night.